UNECE part.
Thank you, Oliver. So let me give also information on how it works from the UNEC side. So from the UNEC side, we are a part of the budget of the UNEC regular budget is dedicated for protocol activity. In particular, for instance, room and interpretation for official meeting has been so far been able to be covered from UNEC regular budget. And in 2023, we were also very lucky to be able to benefit from hybrid meeting arrangement due to the COVID pandemic. Until this year, we've been able to benefit for support from hybrid arrangement from the UN regular budget for meeting. Unfortunately, this arrangement as of next year will cease, so there won't be any more UN regular budget available for hybrid meeting under the protocol. UN regular budget also cover cost of official documentation that you receive, the editing, and the translation in the three languages. It also covers certain publications, which means the whole publication process in terms of translation, design, and printing. So these are costs covered by the UNEC and UN in general regular budget. In terms of, and it's very important, as you know, that UN budget is often challenged, and we very much rely on UNEC member state to ensure that this support is not eroded from the protocol. So we very much count on that, because that has been possible until now, but every year the budget discussion are reopened, and if there are changes to the budget, then the protocol might lose this kind of support from the UN regular budget. For what concerns personnel, as you remember, there was, at the last meeting of the parties, a request to increase UNEC regular by the meeting of the, a request by the meeting of the party to increase UNEC regular budget so as to have an additional P4 staff member for the protocol. Unfortunately, such request has not gone very far. The process has stopped at the very first step, because at the ExCom, the Executive Committee of ECE, the request was not backed. So there won't be any additional regular budget support for staffing in the protocol secretariat. From the UNEC side, we have been trying to take advantage of an internal reorganization to increase support from the protocol. So we will normally, as of next year, be able to dedicate half of a P4 staff to the servicing of the protocol. So it will be an increase from a 30% of a P3 staff at this stage to a post share between the convention and the protocol at P4 level. So from our side, we're doing really what we can to respond to your request to increase support from the UNEC side. But this is certainly not enough, because for what concerns the remaining staff in the secretariat, we are exactly in the same situation, as also mentioned by Oliver. We fully rely on voluntary contribution by parties to the protocol. And we also, from our side, try to challenge, we will go back to that in the presentation, try to channel extra budgetary resources to support the work of the protocol, but it's fully voluntary. So there's no security and predictability in terms of staffing of the protocol from the UNEC side. Move to this next slide. So let's look at how extra budgetary contribution have been have looked like in the past triennium. As you know, there's the document referred to by the chair, the document 2022-4, where we find all details. This table summarizes how we did this triennium. So we started with an adopted program of work of $5,285,000 estimate of required resources for implementing all activities under the protocol for the triennium. And unfortunately, we only received $1.3 million. This table also shows which party contributed which amount to which trust fund. And as you see, only 14 parties contributed to the implementation of the activity in the current triennium. So out of 27, roughly half of the parties contributed, and with a different chair in the UNEC and WHO trust fund, depending on activity implemented. I wouldn't enter much more, so I'll give it back to Oliver.